Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Speaking of the Buccos, back for a six-game homestand after going 7-4 out on the road. However, one of those losses, an ugly one to the Diamondbacks when Chris Archer came back off the DL, perhaps a start too early.
The challenge that we've talked about so frequently with injured major league players coming back, we believe there's incredible value in rehab starts or rehab assignments to knock some of the rust off, to get back into game setting. Unfortunately, most major league players don't want to go into a rehab, or if they do, they want it to be a very short time. And this isn't a knock on Chris. This is just kind of where the industry is at this point. What was encouraging was how his stuff played and how good his stuff was in the second and third. And a few things go a little bit differently in that fourth inning, and it's a completely different outing for Chris. So we're looking forward to getting him back out there and getting him rolling.
Neil Huntington on Sunday.
Let's square something away. One, it was a knock on Chris because he is part of the industry. Okay? Like, yeah, it was a knock. They wanted him to go on a rehab assignment, and they wanted him to make a rehab start. So, but there are just two heads butting here that there's never going to be a solution. There was a very, I wouldn't call it big, but there was a disagreement, I was told, about this, and it happens all the time. The Pirates want, especially their starting pitchers, to go out on a rehab assignment. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens with Jameson Taillon.
Oh, he'll go out on rehab, I bet.
I don't know. I don't know if he will or not. But his is a longer-term injury.
Yes.
So that's a bit of a different thing, too, where he may want to pitch back up to some innings and do some.
He'll be in Bradenton, though, don't you think?
One would think,
at some point. And so that kind of by default, he's going to get a lot of.
So that's number one. Number two is this. Chris Archer, since he pitched in Washington and had a good start in Washington, he gave up just those four hits in seven innings. His outings in the time that he's lasted has diminished each time.
Mm-hmm.
It's been five innings, then four innings, then 3 2/3. So you can talk about getting better as the outing goes along. What that screams to me is that you weren't good whenever the lights came on at 7:05. All three times. Tonight, he needs to be good in that first inning, or everybody will say he's just simply not ready to pitch in the first inning. Something needs to be done with his pregame routine.
Including Archer himself.
Correct.
Right?
And let's not ignore the cascade effect of this, because if he goes at least six innings, that opens them up to the possibility of using an opener again tomorrow because
Indeed.
Their bullpen won't be overtaxed.
Indeed.
If he only goes five, less than that for some reason, kind of takes that out of the equation, and there's probably a chance you get a Kingham or a Brault tomorrow.
He can lose. He just has to go deep and lose.
Or I guess not a Brault. You couldn't. He doesn't have enough days. But Kingham probably.
Right. But you see, like, it doesn't. Chris Archer can lose a game. That's okay. But you got to work 6 2/3. You got to work into the seventh inning. You got to work deep.
You got to be willing to throw more than two pitches for strikes.
Absolutely. And Chris Archer, he's thrown in the 80 pitch range a lot of times. By necessity, because you got to get him out of the baseball game or you're going to dig yourself a deeper and deeper hole. I mean, it ended up being 11-1 last time was the final
right.
score. This is a guy that I don't know if it needs to be investigated or looked into in terms of pregame routine. He's just not sharp at the beginning. He's not good enough in the first inning. So often we talk about, and we talked about this, how many times did we talk about this with Liriano when he was a starter, that third time through?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first time through has been what has done Chris Archer in. You know, you can't wait on guys to settle in. They got to be sharp from the get-go.
You got to be ready to go right out of the gate.
That's contradictory to what most pitchers are like. You're
yes.
right about that. I mean, usually you can, should there be a pitcher's advantage the first time they face a hitter in a particular game, you would think. You know, guys aren't warmed up yet in the batter's box and everything. I don't know. It's really weird.
Something hit me in a different realm considering that last segment. Do you think, and you could check it out, 937thefan.com right now, you can register. Do you think we maybe could get a Ben and Sewickley porch tour registration?
Oh, man.
After seeing that that big setup that Ben had on the Pompeiani interview? Can we get one? Benjamin and Sewickley? He's normally available on Fridays at that time. If we went out Friday evening at that time, he'd be available, Jim.
Sure,
why not? Do it in June before camp opens
uh-huh.
up.
Settle for Sid. Mario, I mean, you know,
all
Ben
in
can't
Sewickley.
Make it.
Right.
I could do all three at once. 1 hour at one place.
There you go.
Right.
Just pick up and move to the next place?
I'm there. I mean, if he wants to do it.
You know what, though?
Let's hear it.
Is he eligible?
Why not?
Because of his radio show.
Oh.
Well, damn.
Well, yeah, I think we could make an exception.
Way to throw a monkey wrench into the works.
I'm just thinking. Jim, I'm just looking at the technicality.
Reading the fine print.
George and Delmont would sue.
Yeah, good call. but with Archer's just got to be better tonight. He really, there's no.
Well, yeah, and I said it before his first start off the DL, but if it holds true again with a second start off the DL that he can't get beyond the fifth and that he isn't effective first time through the order, then you've got to have a much bigger conversation about where Chris Archer is going from here.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think it's a slam dunk that Chris Archer's options get picked up.
If he pitches the rest of the season like he has the last three times out, I would think it more unlikely than likely that he's a Pirate going into next year, because that would show that he has been devolving since his last couple of years in Tampa, and that they didn't trade for a guy who's still at his peak. They traded for a guy on his downswing, and they got perhaps the worst part of his career.
Jeez. You know, that looked like such a, you know, how many times, you know, it's like, oh, he's got an affordable contract.
And he does. Yeah, and
he
has years of control. He does. Everything lined up to be perfect for the Pirates.
Based on a guy that ate that many innings and everything, well, you don't have to worry about him. You know, he's going to cover all these innings. And then it's like, ugh. You know, he's right up there with and what if he's hurt again? What if there actually is something wrong? They'll find.
Well, he said his thumb was fine, but again, we'll see how he does tonight. Chris Archer back on the mound for the Pirates and how it impacts the starters for the rest of this homestand.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.